We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Masechta Sukkah. The Torah teaches us about the Yontif of Sukkos. And when we speak about the Yontif of Sukkos, we primarily think about two mitzvahs. We think about the mitzvah of the Dalaminim, that we have to take the Dalaminim on Sukkos, as we will discuss extensively in this Masechta. And we think about the mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah. And our Masechta, our Perek, begins by discussing the halachas of Sukkos first. And I saw that many Mefarshim ask, if we look in the Pesukim in the Torah actually speaks about the mitzvah of Dalaminim first. So why does our Masechta begin with speaking about the mitzvah of Sukkah first? So one pshat that I saw is that the mitzvah Sukkah really, to a degree, begins before Yom Tov Sukkos, because we have to build a sukkah, and there's a mitzvah in building a sukkah. There's a question if you make a bracha when you build a sukkah, and therefore the mitzvah sukkah, in a way, begins before the mitzvah of the Dalaminim. Of course, that's somewhat difficult, because just like one has to build a sukkah before Yom Tov, one has to purchase Dalaminim before Yom Tov. So they're both mitzvahs that one has to begin already before Yom Tov. Another pshat is that the sukkah we sit in already on the first night of Yontif. The Dalaminim we only take after the first morning of the Yontif, and therefore the mitzvah sukkah precedes the mitzvah Dalaminim. But then I saw a beautiful pshat. We know that the Kedusha Levi says that the Torah, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Yontif Pesach Chag HaMatzis, and we call the Yontif of Pesach Chag HaPesach. And the Kedushas Levi says that just like we find, that this is based just like we find in the Gemara Masechta Brachos Da Vav Amud Aleph. Tefillin Demare Alma Maksebe. What does it say in the tefillin that Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears? Mi Ka'amch Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. The tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak about the greatness of Klai Yisrael. In our tefillin, of course, say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. In our tefillin, we speak about the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, he says that's what the Yontif, how we call the Yontif of Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Yontif Pesach Chag HaMatzis, because Klai Yisrael were prepared to go out from Mitzrayim, where they didn't even have bread, all they had dough that had not yet even been baked. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to leave Mitzrayim, we leave Mitzrayim. We call Yom Tov Pesach Pesach to recognize and commemorate Shepasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Abote Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over the Jewish homes by Makas Bechairis. The same thing, the Dalaminim represent Klal Yisrael, the four types, as we will Mitzvah Shem discuss, the four types of Jews that there are in Klal Yisrael, and we all gather together. And like that, we have the achdus, and we're worthy of having kapara. The sukkah, so that speaks about the greatness of Klal Yisrael. The sukkah, as we're going to discuss, speaks about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. He enveloped us with that nani HaKovod. He gave us kibbutz sukkos hashavtis bnei Yisrael. He gave us sukkos to live in. It speaks about the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we begin the Masechta, when we begin learning Torah, Torah Shebal Peh, we want to speak about the greatness of Hashem. And the way the greatness of Hashem is expressed is by speaking about the Sukkah element of the Yontif, and that's why we begin the Masechta Mitzvah Hashem with that halacha. So it teaches us the Mishnah, Sukkah Shi Gevoya L'mala Mes Mama. If you have a Sukkah which is higher than 20 Amma, the halacha in such a sukkah is psula. Rabbi Yehuda says that such a sukkah is kosher. We are going to learn in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem three explanations why a sukkah l'malam chafam is posel. One is because we don't recognize when one sits in a sukkah that tall, the main part of the sukkah is the schach, and when one has the schach so high up, it's not noticeable. Another pshat is because the sukkah, when it's so when the schach is so high, it's not the schach that causes the shade in the sukkah. It's the walls. And the third is because the sukkah has to be a diras arai. It has to be a temporary dwelling. And when it's above 20 tefachim high, when it's above 20 amos, it's going to be have to be a diras kvat. It's going to have to be a sturdy structure. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees because he says that above 20 amos you could still see the schach. He says that above, even though if it's so tall and the shade doesn't come from the schach, it comes from the walls. But still, as long as you have kosher schach that can provide shade, that is adequate. And Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that actually the sukkah should be a diras kva. And since he holds that the sukkah should be a diras kva, the fact that the walls have to be sturdy when it's above 20 amos is not a problem. On the contrary, he holds that it could be a diras kva. Of course, explain the Rishonim, that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that the sukkah can be a diras kva, it doesn't mean it has to be a diras kva. Because if Rabbi Yehuda were of the opinion that it has to be a diras kva, so then maybe you should specifically have to have a sukkah that's tall and has sturdy walls. Nowhere do we learn that Yehuda requires that the sukkah should be made out of sturdy walls. It doesn't mean it must be a teres kva. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that a sukkah could be a diras arai or a diras kva. Furthermore, teaches us the Mishnah she'en gvaya asara tefachim. If the sukkah is not 10 tefachim tall, or ein lo shalosh tefanis, it doesn't have three walls, or shechamsa rubim mesulsa, that there's more shade, there's more sunlight than shade. And again, if that's the case, then you don't have proper schach. And as we just learned a moment ago, the main point of the sukkah is the schach, and schach that doesn't provide shade, is not considered proper schach. And as I saw, the Sfas Emes, another explained that even if you'll have shade in the sukkah between a combination of the wall and the schach, still, if the kind of schach you have on your sukkah is the kind of schach that does not independently provide proper shade, that type of schach is not considered schach. The definition of schach is schach that gives shade. And this schach, if it doesn't give shade, is not a kosher sukkah. As we learned in Masechta Erevin, midaraisa, one may not carry from a shesayochet to shesurabim, or vice versa. Midaraisa, one may carry from one shesayochet to another shesayochet. However, there were different types of rules that were instituted, as we learned extensively in Masechta Erevin, that even though all what the person is doing is carrying from one Rishus Sayochet to Rishus Sayochet, Chazal said that under certain circumstances, you can't carry from one Rishus Sayochet to another Rishus Sayochet, because there's a concern that if that will be allowed, one will come to carry from Rishus Sayochet to Rishus Rabim. In the homes, in the times of Chazal, there was a house with more than one family living in the house, opening to a chotzer, which was open to from a number of homes. And then the chotzer, the various chatzeres opened up to Mavi, an alleyway. The Mavi that we're speaking about had three walls and one opening to the Rishus Harabim. In order for one to carry from the homes, which are private, to the chotzer, which belongs to various families, they would have to make an Aruvah Chatzeres, meaning leaving a certain amount of food in one of the homes. And as we learned in Masechta Erevin, what that accomplishes is, as if they're all living together, it's not separate homes, and then they could carry from their homes to the Chatzer, or from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. Then there's another halacha, and that is the halacha that one may not carry from the chatzeris to the mavui, unless shtufim mavos are done. And there are two parts to the shtufim mavos. One part of the Shtufim Mavos, when we speak about Shtufim Mavos, there are two halachas. One is to be able to carry from the Chatzeris to the Mavi, or vice versa. And be able to carry from the Chatzeris to the Mavi, or vice versa, they had to put Shtufim Mavos, that they had to put down food in one of the Chatzeris, which again connects all the Chatzeris, and by therefore you could carry that way. But then the issue is, could you carry within the Mavi itself? For as we said, the Mavi has an opening to the Shusarabim, and there's a concern that one may come to carry from the Mavi to the Shusarabim or vice versa. And the way one could carry in the Mavi itself is by putting a lechi or a kaira. A lechi is a vertical board put at the entrance to the kaira, and a kaira is a horizontal board that's put on top of the entrance to the Mavi. The Pashta Pshat, why the Lechi or Kaira work, the Gemara Masecht Erevin at the beginning of the Masechta discusses, is it because it creates, like there's a door on that fourth side? But the Pashta Pshat, as we're going to be learning our Gemara, is because it's a Heker. It shows that this is a distinct area from the Shusarabim, and therefore, within the Mavi, we could carry, but we can't carry from the Mavi to the Chatz or vice versa. So the Mishnah, in the beginning of Masechta Erevin, teaches us Tanan Hasam, Mavi, if you put a Kaira, if you put this board at the entrance to the Mavi, if it's Gvayim Esrim Amma, if it's more than 20 Amas, Yamat, you should be made lower. The Kaira cannot be above 20 Amas. It's not necessary. And even if the Kaira is above 20 Amos, he holds you're allowed to carry within it. Rabbi Yehuda is consistent with his opinion, because his opinion is that even when something's above 20 Amos, it's not disqualified. Moreover, if we learn that the purpose of the Kaira is to make a mechitzah, is to make like a wall, so it shouldn't make a difference if it's above 20 Amos or not. So the Mishnah over there, when it spoke about, according to the Tanakhama, that the Kaira may not be above 20 Amos, said that if it is, you're mad. You should just lower it. Ask the Gemara, Mishnah Gabasukah the Tani Psula, why by our Mishnah, when we speak about the disqualification, the Mishnah says that it's possible if the Schach are above 20 Amos. Or Mishnah Gabamani, Mavi, why by the Mavi did the Mishnah tell us, Takanta, what there the Mishnah gave us a way to solve the problem, that the person should just make it lower. So the question is, why didn't our Mishnah similarly just give us a Eitzah of making it lower? Answers Gemara, Sukkah Deraisa, Sukkah, which is a chi of the Raisa, as we know. So Tani Psula, we want to use the word pasul because to teach us that if you didn't make the sukkah properly, we're dealing with a deraisa. You don't have a proper sukkah. Mavi, which the Isser, as we just explained, a Mavi is really a Rishus HaYochid, because as we described the Mavi has three walls. A place that has three walls, Midaraisa, is a full-fledged Rishus HaYochid. So the issa to carry through from the Chatzeris to the Mavi and the Mavi itself is only issa the Rabbanon, and that's why Tani Takanta, the Mishnah gave us the Eitzah, the word Pasul, because the word just make a Pasul. So the Pash Pshat in the Gemara is the way Rashi explains is that by Mavi there's really nothing Pasul. Midaraisa is perfectly fine with Shusayochid, and that's why the Gemara only tells us Yamat, and that's how we know that one should not carry in a Mavi without a proper Kaira. And we're also learning at the same time that Kaira should be at least, we should be within 20 Amos of the floor, not higher. The Taisus has a different approach. Taisus says that by a Mavi, b'di'evit, if one doesn't have it, one could carry there. There's no Issa Daraisa. And therefore, since there is no Issa Daraisa, the Mishnah used the word Yamat. Here, when you have a sukkah, which is a disqualified sukkah, so in sukkah, you're not allowed to sit in that sukkah, you're not allowed to eat in that sukkah. And therefore, we use a stronger Lashon apostle. But what is quite clear from our Gemara is that if by a sukkah, it was above 20 amos, and you were mat it, you made it lower than 20 amos, it would be a kosher sukkah. Now, there's a halacha that we're going to Mitzvashem learn, and that is that a schach cannot be made tasav loy mina asui. The example that the Gemara gives is that branches of a tree that are still connected to the tree are not kosher for sukkah. If one were to put such branches of the tree over his sukkah and then cut off the branches, so now you have kosher sukkah, schach, on your sukkah, it would not be a kosher sukkah. Why? Because tasav loy mina asui. When you put the schach on, you didn't put it on as proper schach. What's going to be the halacha if somebody has a room in his home that has a covering, has a skylight, and he's putting on a schach, and the skylight is closed? That means while the skylight is closed, the sukkah is not a kosher sukkah. But he's putting on his schach while the skylight is closed. And of course, before sukkahs, he's going to open up that skylight. The schach should be kosher sukkah, should be kosher schach, nothing covering the schach. The question is, will that be considered tasav loy mina asui? At first glance, it certainly should be considered tasav loy mina asui. Because when the schach was put onto that sukkah, it was put in a status that it's not a kosher sukkah. Schach that's covered is not kosher schach. However, there are paiskim that suggest that that's not considered tasav loy mina asui. Because they say that the only time we consider a situation of tasav loy mina asui is when there was a disqualification in the schach. The example we gave a moment ago, where the schach, when this person put on the schach, it was still attached to the tree, so the disqualification of that schach is not on the way the schach was placed. The disqualification of that schach is in the schach itself. Schach that's attached to the tree is not kosher schach. Whereas here, the disqualification is not on the schach. The schach is perfectly kosher schach. It's in a time where it's being covered. And therefore, even though, of course, to be able to sit in such a sukkah, we have to remove the covering from on top of the schach, that doesn't mean that it should be considered tasav loy mina asui. And a raya that is indeed the halacha is from what we just learned. We just learned that if the sukkah, if the schach is too high, it's above 20 amos, the halacha would be yamat. Bring it down lower. Doesn't mean you have to take it off and put it back on. Just lower it. And the question of the Gemara and the teretz of the Gemara never suggested that yamat would not be a valid approach. The Gemara is only focusing, why didn't our Mishnah use that word? But it's clear that yamat would be a perfectly acceptable approach. And the question is, why would it be a fine approach? Why isn't it considered tasav loy mina asui? The answer is because the schach is kosher schach. There's nothing wrong with the schach. It's where it is. And that's why you don't have to remove it. You just have to make it lower and it'll be fine. Vibay Seima, another way of answering the question, why by sukkah does it not say yamat and by movi it says yamat? But the rice and nami tayin takanta. Even when speaking about the rices, the Mishnah would use the word of takanta. Miu. Sukkah than the Fisher Mila. There are many halachas that were taught in our Mishnah. And the halacha by each case is very different. And therefore, if the Mishnah would try to tell us by every one of the disqualifications which were taught in our Mishnah how to correct it, it would make the Mishnah very lengthy. And the Gemara Masechta Pesachim Daf Gimel Amud Beis teaches us, La'olam Yishan Odlam Talmidei Derech Ktzara. A person should try to teach Torah in the most concise manner. So we wanted to avoid a wording that will not be able to be concise. So that's why a Mishnah just said, Pasuk V'tani Psula. Our Mishnah just said the word Psula for all of these qualifications, even though they all have ways of being remedied. Mavi, the loy nafesh mili, mavi that don't come with so many halachas, and of course the Miri says it does come with many halachas. But that Mishnah that discusses the kairu which is too tall only is dealing with one halacha, So saying a mat is still remaining within a concise manner of expression, and that's why Tani Takanta, it says Yamat and gives you the way to solve the problem. So we just learned that a sukkah that's above 20 amos is possible. Ask the Gemara anonymously, from where do we know that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is possible? Am Rava, the Am Akra, Laman Yedu, the Resechem, Ki Besukkah Sashafti Ismene Yisrael, but see Oysom Meretz Mitzrayim. The Torah says that you have to recognize that you were sitting in a sukkah when you came out of Mitzrayim. So says the Gemara, at Adesrim Amo, until it's 20 amos tall, Adam Yedeya Ashudar B'sukkah. A person recognizes that he's in the sukkah. However, when the schach is above 20 amos tall, L'malam Esrim Amo, Ein Adam Yedeya Ashudar B'sukkah. A person doesn't recognize that he's sitting in the sukkah, because when the schach is that high up, L'shalta B'eino, it's not recognizable. And the point of the sukkahs, the whole point of sukkahs, is that it should have the das, that we should know that we are sitting in the sukkah. And in fact, the Chiddush Erim says that we know one of the fundamental halachas we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and Am Sechta is that mitzvah is potim in a sukkah. That somebody who's sitting in the sukkah causes him anguish is potter. Why? So he says, because the whole point of sitting in the sukkah is l'man yedu, that one should have yeshiva das. If a person is bitzar, he can't have that proper yeshiva das. And if he can't have that proper yeshiva das, he has defeated the whole purpose of the sukkah. And the Shem Shmuel says, the pasuk that we just learned says, Ki b'sukkah so shatis b'nei Yisrael b'yitziyasam meretz Mitzrayim. And the pasuk concludes, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why does the pasuk end with the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which is not typical when the Torah teaches us a mitzvah? Says the Shem Shmuel, because that's the whole purpose of the mitzvah sukkah, as we just learned in the Gemara. The whole purpose of the mitzvah sukkah is that a person should sit in the sukkah and recognize, as the Rishonim and the Gemara Mitzvah Shem will teach us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in the gave us the Anani HaKavod when we left Mitzrayim, to recognize how HaKadosh Baruch Hu watched us and took care of us. So since that's the purpose of Yaman Yedu, of course the whole mitzvah sukkah is dependent on Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that we are completely under the supervision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Zeir says a different reason why the sukkah that's 20 amos is possible. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, V'sukkah teal itzel yoyma mecharev. The sukkah is supposed to be a protection from the heat and from the moisture. That's what the purpose of the sukkah. The sukkah is a protection. So says the Gemara, An esrim amma adam yosh b'tzel sukkah. When the sukkah is less than 20 amas tall, the shade that's afforded for the individual sitting in the sukkah comes from the schach. L'ma esrim amma, where when it's above 20 amas, en adam yosh b'tzel sukkah, the shade that he's sitting in is not in the shade of the wall, ela b'tzel defanis. It's in the shade of the walls, not in the sukkah. And as we keep on repeating, the main point is to have the schach providing the sukkah. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, so this is a pasuk in Yeshaya. So how did I know the halacha of sukkah before? So Aruchanet points out, we had a similar Gemara in Masechta Yuma. He says, they knew the definition of schach means it has to be schach that provides shade. The pasuk that they learned in Yeshaya only supported what they knew all along, that the point of the schach is to provide shade. Ask the Gemara, Abaye asks Reb Zeira, that the point is that the shade comes from the schach and not from the walls. Elamata, hois the sukkosa b'ashturus kanayim. If somebody made a sukkah in a place called Ashkus Kanayim, which is a valley between two big mountains. So no matter what kind of yischach you have, the schach will not be what's providing the shade. It will be the walls that are the mountains on the side that will be providing the shade. Hachinami do I have a sukkah? Will you suggest that it's not a kosher sukkah? And as the Mefarshim say, we don't find anywhere in halacha that the halacha says that you have to be careful in what area you make the sukkah. Amalei, so Abaye says it's not a question. Hosom, Dal Ashtras Kanayim. If the mountains weren't there, and you had the sukkah with the proper schach on top of it, ikka sukkah, you would have a perfectly fine sukkah. Hacha, but in the case when your sukkah is so tall, and if you would take away the walls, the schach leka schach sukkah. There the halacha is that you wouldn't have a sukkah. Rav Amar, Rav says a different reason why a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is possible. Mehacha, the Torah says, the sukkah is taishu shivis yomim. Says Rav Amar Torah, what the Torah tells us to do is kol shivis yomim for the 7 days of sukkahs. Torah tells us, say Madiris kva, we should leave our diris kva and go v'sheb diris aroi and remain in a diris aroi. So says Rava, at esrim amo adam oisim diros diris aroi. When you have a sukkah that's less than 20 amos tall, you don't have to have such sturdy walls. L'malam esrim amo, but if the schach is going to be above 20 amos and you want this not to collapse, ain adam oisim diros diris aroi el diris kva. The sukkah is going to have to be sturdy, which is the opposite of what the sukkah is supposed to be. Amle Abaya. So Abaya asks Rava, Elam Ato, Osa Mechitza Shabarzel, what would be the halacha if somebody made a sukkah out of metal walls, very sturdy walls, V'sichach Al Gabam, and then he's going to put schach on top of them? Is the halacha Hakanam Dolay of sukkah? It was saying now that the definition of a sukkah is that it has to be sturdy, that it may not be sturdy. So what happens if you have a sukkah which is not above the height limit that we're learning in our Mishnah and our Gemara, but you still have very, very sturdy walls? What will be the halacha? Will the halacha be that the sukkah is disqualified? Amalei, so Rav responds, Hacha kamilach, ad esrim ama adam oisa diras arai. The halacha, when you're making a structure that less than 20 amas tall, you need not make it out of sturdy walls for it to be able to stand. So therefore, says Rava, even if ki avalei diras kva, even if you make it out of sturdy walls, it's still nami nafik, because potentially you did not have to use such sturdy walls. However, lamala mesramama, if your sukkah is above 20 amas tall, the adam oisa diras diras kva, there you have to have sturdy walls. If it won't be sturdy and it's going to be that tall, it won't be able to stand. Therefore, even ki avalei Dear Sarai, if somehow you'll be able to manage to make your very tall sukkah, even with non-sturdy wall, the loch is, since it's that height, which normally is made out of sturdy walls, like nafik, you can't be used with that. You can't be yotze with that sukkah. So we now learned a very important halacha, that according to Rava, the purpose of sitting in the sukkah, it's say matiris kva v'shev matiris arai. And as the Shach explains, he explains that what we're supposed to learn on sukkahs is that this world is a temporary world, and that this is not the place that we really are kva, that this is the place that we are going to be on a permanent basis. And therefore, especially, explains the Shach, sukkahs is the Chag HaOsef, where people gather all their produce into their homes, and people have become complacent and feel very satisfied what they have in this world. Tells us the Torah, say midiras kva, leave that home. Don't just leave it the physical home. Leave that type of thinking. V'sheb midiras arai. The Meshech Chochma takes this a step further. There are mitzvahs, he says, that follow the nature of the world. And there are mitzvahs that go against the nature of the world. He says, if you think about the time of the year of Sukkot, where, again, as we just mentioned a moment ago, it's the time where people have finished bringing in all of their produce and all of their fruits into their homes. That's the time when we're supposed to go into our home. And the Torah says, at the time where it makes most sense to go into your home, go out of your home. To tell us the rules of nature that we are so concerned about and that we think about don't apply to halacha. We're supposed to live in a world that's not limited to the laws of nature. And in fact, I saw a fantastic chiddush from the Aruch HaShulchan, that even though our Gemara said, just now, that as long as your sukkah is not too tall, as long as your sukkah is not above 20 amos, the sukkah is a kosher sukkah, says the Aruch HaShulchan, l'chatchila, one should build a sukkah not with sturdy walls. Because, as we're learning in our Gemara, the point is that we want to sit in a diras rai. So yes, the Gemara says, as long as it's potentially a diras rai, it's adequate. But, says the Aruch HaShulchan, do it the really right way, and don't have the sturdiest walls that you could have for your sukkah. A very bechidish. Our Gemara just said that as long as it's potentially able to be made out of arai walls, non-sturdy walls, therefore, even if it was made out of sturdy walls, the sukkah would be a kosher sukkah. So Tosfos, the Ramaskel Kiyavid, asks the question that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and the Gemara on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, that if rain fell down in the falls during sukkahs, it's a siman klolo, because Hashem is sending us a message. I'm not interested in your avodas Hashem. I'm not interested in you fulfilling the mitzvah of sitting on the sukkah, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us that message to making the rain. So he says, why? Why can't we make sturdy schach, and that would prevent the rain from coming into the sukkah? And as long as it's a type of schach that could be made that non-sturdy, we just learned, we don't look at what was made, we look at if it's doable. So just like the walls, if they're sturdy, as long as they're under 20 amos, so therefore, since it's under 20 amos, they did not have to be sturdy. That's why the kosher walls, the same thing should be by the schach. That even though the schach is made in a way that the rain can't enter, but since you could have had schach that would be like that, it should be kosher. So Tosfos says, we can't compare the walls to the schach. He says, the walls are not, as we keep on learning in our shir, the walls are not the primary element of the sukkah. The primary element of the sukkah is the schach. So by the walls, as long as they could have been non-sturdy walls, that is adequate. Whereas by the schach, they have to be mamish non-sturdy. And if therefore says Tosfos, he calls Rabbeinu Tam, that if you made the schach so thick that the rain won't penetrate, that sukkah is a possible sukkah. The Mordechai says that according to Rashi, that even if the rain can't come through the sukkah is still kosher. The Mordechai does say that l'chatchila you should make the sukkah in a way that you should be able to see the stars from through the schach. But just like we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem on the Afchav Beis Amin Aleph, that if the stars are not visible through the schach, the sukkah is kosher. So too, that the sukkah, if you made it with very thick schach, since you could have made it with thinner schach, it's kosher. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Reish Lamed Aleph Sof Gimel Paskins, that the schach should be made in a way that you should see the stars through it. But says the Shulchan Aruch, if it's made thicker and you can't see the stars, it's a kosher schach. But over there, the Magen Avraham and Sif Cotton Beis quotes the Levush and the Bach who paskin le Rabbeinu Tam that if the schach is so thick that the rain can't penetrate, the sukkah is possible. The Mishnah Brura and Sif Cotton Vav says that if you can't make the schach thinner and that's the way you made the schach, the sukkah is kosher based on the Mordechai that we just learned. I also saw from the Sefer Mayadim Vizmanim that even though Rabbeinu Tam just said that if the rain can't penetrate the schach, the sukkah is possible, that's if it can't ever penetrate. But let's say if it rains, and if it's going to rain not so heavy, then the rain won't come through the schach. But if a heavy rain comes down, it will penetrate the schach, says the Mayadim Vizmanim, that even Rabbeinu Tam would agree that it's a kosher sukkah. Furthermore, he says that even if you have very thick schach, but you have on your sukkah a spot where the schach is not that thick and the rain penetrates the schach, and you could see through that area the stars, even though as long as you have such a spat in the sukkah, the halacha is that it's a kosher sukkah. It's a kosher sukkah. Because you want to be able to see the stars, you see the stars. You want that the rain should be able to come through, the halacha is that the rain can't come through. But that is a very interesting question that the Paiskim say. According to the Rishonim, which is the Mordechai and the Rosh, that disagree with Tosfos. And they say that even if you have a thick layer of schach, the sukkah is kosher. What's going to be halacha if you have such a sukkah, which they hold a kosher sukkah? Are you allowed to sit in such a and it's raining, but you don't feel the rain because of the thickness of your schach? What's going to be halacha? Do you still have to sit in the sukkah or no? So it seems that the Paiskim are of the opinion that even though you're sitting in a sukkah where the rain doesn't come through, but since in other sukkahs that don't have such a thick layer, the sukkah is not a kosher sukkah, you can't sit in the sukkah, and you don't sit in the sukkah, you don't have to sit in the sukkah under such circumstances, maybe the Rosh would agree that even the person who the rain is not coming through are also exempt from sitting in the sukkah under those circumstances. Certainly, it's preferable not to have a very thick layer of schach that the rain can't penetrate, because Rabbeinu Tam just taught us that that is not a kosher sukkah. So we just learned in the Gemara three different reasons why the Mishnah began now Masechta, why a sukkah that's above 20 amos is possible. Rava said the reason is because when it's so tall, it's not noticeable that you're sitting in the sukkah. Rav Zaira said because the problem is the shade of the sukkah doesn't come from the schach, it comes from the walls. And Rava says because it's a diras kava. Says the Kula Karaba Leamri, they don't agree with Rava's interpretation of Laman Yedadur Seichem. Hahubi Adila Dara. All that pasuk they say means that the Torah is teaching us that future generations should recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enveloped us in the Nani HaKavod. Of course, there's a big discussion here, because there's a machloikus in the Gemara that Rabbi Lezer says that sukkahs represent the Anani HaKavod. Rabbi Kiva says that sukkahs represent the sukkahs mamish, the huts that Klal Yisrael had in the Midbar. So how do we understand the Gemara according to him? So many say that everybody agrees, even Rabbi Kiva agrees, that the sukkahs that we sit in, even though they're supposed to commemorate the sukkahs mamish, the huts that we sat in the Midbar, they also certainly represent the Anani HaKavod. And therefore, it has nothing to do with recognizing you're sitting in the sukkah. There is no such requirement. And therefore, Rava's interpretation, they can't agree with. Krab Zaira Nami Loyami, they don't agree with Rav Zaira, because the pasuk that says, V'sukkah til etzel, that from there we learn that the main point of the schach is to give shade, that's L'mosha Mashiach Hudiksev. It's talking about that when Mashiach comes, B'mehera B'yameinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sukkahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make huts for the tzaddikim to be protected from the elements. It has nothing to do, they explain, with the mitzvah of sukkah. And according to them, not like we explained on Amud Aleph, the Gemara is saying now, the definition of schach, which we said earlier, explains the Sfasemis, always means shade, is incorrect. Schach has nothing to do with shade. Schach is schach. Rav Zaira, they learned the sukkah that's taller from 20 amos, that said, how will he defend himself? Isn't indeed that pasuk speaking about Mashiach? Im Kain says Rav Zaira, if that's what the pasuk meant to teach us, Lay Makra, the pasuk said, why did the Torah use the word my v'sukkah? Why did the pasuk in Yeshaya go out of the way to use the word sukkah? My v'sukkah to you, let's say, lamin, shmami not tarti, to teach us two halachas. One is for how the chutz will look like when Mashiach comes, meher b'yameinu, and also how the schach of a sukkah is supposed to look. K'rav v'nalami l'amri, the pasuk, they don't agree with Rav's interpretation, that we have to make the sukkah in a non-sturdy fashion, because if that was indeed the case, then the halacha would be that you couldn't have sukkahs made out of sturdy walls, out of metal walls, which we know that that's not true. All walls are kosher for making a sukkah. Ask the Gemara, Kaman Ozlo, Hodam Rabbi Shemarav. There was a statement Rabbi Shemarav made, the machloikis about a sukkah, the machloikis that we had in our Mishnah, if a sukkah is 20 amos tall, is it kosher or not, is b'she'en defanis megiyas l'schach, when the walls don't reach up to the schach. Av defanis megiyas l'schach, if the walls reach the schach, I feel a mesem amma, even if it's taller than an esem amma, it's k'shera. Says the Gemara, come on, whose opinion does that follow? Rava. The Rava explained that why is it that when the schach is above 20 amos, the sukkah is partial? The loishalta be'ena, because people won't notice the schach. Kiven, however, says the Gemara, Boishe teaches us, kiven the defanus megiyas l'schach, once the walls reach the schach, mishlet shalta be'ena. So you follow the wall all the way up, and since you follow the wall all the way up, you'll follow and the wall hits the schach and you'll see the schach. So it's interesting. Here we're learning that even though the Mishnah taught us that the sukkah that's above 20 amos is possible, however, if the walls reach to the schach, it's kosher. So the question that the Rishonim already discussed is that the Gemara Masechet Shabbos teaches us the Ner Chanukah, that the Chanukah candles that were put above 20 amos are possible. What's going to be the halacha if the wall and this where you're putting the Chanukah candles are above, reaches the ceiling? What will be the halacha there? So the Tar says it wouldn't be kosher. He says because the wall of the sukkah is an integral part of the sukkah. And since the wall of the sukkah is an integral part of the sukkah, so if the walls go up to the schach, even though the schach is so high, it's above 20 amos, we're going to see the schach and we're going to have a kosher sukkah. However, the Chanukah candles have nothing to do with the walls. The Chanukah candles has nothing to do with the ceiling. We want you to be able to see the Chanukah candle. And if it's above 20 amos, they're not visible. And therefore, under all circumstances, it would be possible. Continues the Gemara. Command Oslo Hodam Rav Huna Marav. Machloikis Shem by Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. The discussion about the sukkah when the schach is above 20 amos, that it's not kosher, is only when the area of the sukkah is not 4 amos by 4 amos. Ava Yesh by me Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. If it's larger than 4 amos by 4 amos, I feel Malam Esrim Amma, even though it's above 20 amos, the halacha is its kosher. And even though the Miri points out the Mishnah didn't make this distinction, if this is the halacha, the Mishnah should have said it, because the Mishnah wanted to speak about all sukkahs. Command Reb Zeira, Mishum the Tzelu. Reb Zeira says the problem when it's above 20 amos, you don't have shade from the schach. However, Kivin the Richa, when the sukkah is wider than 4 amos by 4 amos, then even though the schach is above 20 amos, Ikur Tzel Sukkah, you're going to have some shade from the schach, and since you're going to have some shade from the schach, that's going to be enough to make the sukkah kosher. Says the Gemara further, Kaman Ozlo Hodom Rav Chana Barava Omrav, Machloikis B'Sheinim Machzekis El Kedei Rosh Ruba Shulchanai. When the sukkah doesn't hold Rosh of Ruba Shulchanai of the person, when the sukkah isn't 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, Aval if it's at least 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, I feel my ass from amik shera. Even when it's taller than 20 amos, it's kosher. Command says the Gemara like echad. This statement that made this differentiation about if it's 7 tefachim or not 7 tefachim cannot be understood according to any of the opinions, because according to Rava, where if it's so tall you can't see the schach, what's the difference if it's 7? According to Rav Zeira, yes, when it's 4 amos by 4 amos, you're always going to have some shade from the ceiling. But by 7 tefachim, you wouldn't have that. And according to Rava, that when it's 20 amos tall, it's a diras kva, it doesn't make a difference if it's 7 amos or 4 amos. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, the Rabbi Oishia, that said that everybody agrees that when the walls reach the schach, Rabbi Oishia, pliga drafuna, we understand that Reb Oishe disagrees with Reb Chuna that says the Chum hold that when the sukkah is 4 amas, of 4 amas. And he also disagrees with Reb Chanan bar Abba. Dinner, they are speaking Shua v'Shur b'Mishcha. They're speaking about the width of the sukkah. Iyu, like Koyav Shur b'Mishcha. He's not speaking about the width, the dimension of the sukkah. He's talking about the height. And therefore, according to him, even when you have a sukkah that's 4 amas or 7 tefachim, the sukkah, if the walls don't reach the schach, and the schach is above 20 amos, the sukkah is going to be possible. Arav asked the Gemara, Rav Huna, Rav Chanan bar Rava, that they both speak about the size, the dimensions of the sukkah. But they speak about if does it have to be 4 tefachim or 4 amos or 7 tefachim. Name up. Maybe their machloikis is connected to the other machloikis that we're going to have in Mitzvah Shem. The Masover, Rav Huna's opinion is hechsha sukkah be'arba amos. A sukkah has to be 4 amos by 4 amos, and therefore, if it's not 4 amos by 4 amos, then the sukkah is anyway going to be possible. And therefore, Rav Huna says that they're arguing. There, where a sukkah which is 4 amos by 4 amos, which is according to him the minimum size of the sukkah, but when it's going to be more than 4 amos than 4 amos, everybody he says will agree that even if the schach is above 20 amos, it's kosher. Or Masar Rav Chana holds hechsha sukkah kosher sukkah as b'machshekas rosh v'ruba v'shulchanai, which is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, and that's where the Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda disagree, but you have that exact shear. But when it's bigger than that shear, everybody will agree, both Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, when it's above 20 amos, it's kosher d'schach. Says the Gemara Loi. It could be that both Rav Huna and Rav Chanan agree that hechsha sukkah berusha rubas sukharai, that the minimum size of a sukkah is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Vachim b'ma'am mufki, what's the machlokes? The Masover, Rav Chanan's opinion is machsek srosh v'rubim shechana pligi. That's the machloikis. That's if it's 20 amos and it's 7 tefachim, is a kosher or not? Rav Chanan hold not and Rav Yehuda holds yes. Av yos v'rosh v'rubim shechana, if it's larger than 7 by tefachim, the v'yakol ksherim. Everybody will hold that it's kosher, even though we don't understand why, given the various reasons that we spoke about the 20 amos. Omar Sover, Rav Huna's opinion is that Mirosh Rebbe V'Shechonat Arba Amba Pligi, the sukkah that's between 7 tefachim and Dalar Amos is already a kosher sukkah, but that's where the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda disagree. Avol Yoisimi Arba Amos, but when the sukkah is bigger than 4 amos by 4 amos, Divrei Hakol Ksheira. Because he's going to hold, Rav Huna's going to hold that the reason when the schach is above 20 amos, the sukkah is possible, is because the schach, when it's so high up, doesn't give shade. And therefore, if the sukkah is between 7 tefachim and 4 amos by 4 amos, even though it's a kosher sukkah by its dimensions, but we have a different problem. And that is the problem that the schach is not giving shade. And a sukkah with a schach is not giving shade is not a kosher sukkah. But says Rav Huna, once the sukkah is 4 amos by 4 amos, even if the schach is above 20 amos, it's still going to be giving shade. And if it's still going to be giving shade, therefore it's a kosher sukkah. And the machlokes is only between 7 tefachim and 4 amos, because the point of the halacha about 20 amos is strictly related to the shade given by the schach.